Vicki Garrison calls her departure from the fundamentalist world of quiverful families an escape. She spent decades of her life in a world where Father not only knows best, but is assured by God Almighty that he does. Today, she authors a popular section at Patheos titled No Longer Quivering, and she works with other survivors of this extremist movement. As recent NFL domestic abuse scandals have sparked a national conversation on that subject, it's essential for us to take a look at what some label spiritual abuse. And so I'm very pleased to welcome Vicki Garrison to State of Belief Radio. Welcome, Vicki.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Would you start with just a short definition of the quiverful movement?
Basically, they take the verse in Psalm 127, which says, "The children are a blessing of the Lord. Blessed is the man who has his quiver full of them."
Mm-hmm.
They take that and say, children are a blessing, and so I'm going to be open to receiving willingly and happily every blessing which the Lord sends my way. And so basically, it's no birth control. And the second tenet that is very, very important is the patriarchy, the headship and submission teaching, in which the man is the one who is ultimately responsible for the spiritual well-being of his wife and family.
Because everybody in the quiver belongs to the man, right?
There's a lot of emphasis on authority and on hierarchy, and God has put these very strict gender roles into place, and that if you line up with that and you live accordingly, then things are going to just be so much smoother for your family.
Yeah. But how does it go for the wife? Or does that matter?
On our website, No Longer Quivering, we misspell quivering. We spell it without a U. And our subtitle says there is no U in quivering.
Huh.
The point is that you really aren't even supposed to consider what's in this for me, or how do I feel about it, or is this good for me, whatever. You're only supposed to be thinking, what does God want?
Vicki, how widespread is this in our country?
When Catherine Joyce wrote her book, Quiverful, about the Christian patriarchy movement, she estimated maybe 10,000
mm-hmm.
families that are practicing it. But, you know, it kind of depends on how you define it, because even the Duggar family, who is classic Quiverful, if
mm-hmm.
you've seen them on 19 Kids and Counting on TLC, that reality TV show,
mm-hmm.
they say they're not Quiverful, and yet they are so Quiverful. So, you know, depending on how you define it and depending on how much of an extreme, I believe that Quiverful is just regular Christianity writ large, lived out to its logical conclusion. So I think that, you know, within evangelical Christianity, most of these beliefs are taught and accepted, but it's just to what degree are they actually putting it into practice?
My sense is that there are a lot of people who embrace at least part of the philosophy or ideology involved in Quiverful, and they may not be committed to having as many children as possible in order to replenish the earth with Christians, but they are very much committed to the idea of patriarchal authority.
Yes, and when you see the embrace of the Christian right, biblical family values,
mm-hmm.
that's code words for what I'm talking about here. There are these specific ideals of what it means to be a Christian family. And when you look at what they're teaching and you look at, you know, the pro-life movement, you look at the promise keepers,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to be a manly man, a godly man.
Right.
These are the kind of teachings which are prevalent within evangelicalism. If you listen to Focus on the Family, which has so much influence within that culture, these are all teachings that, you know, are the premise of the Quiverful movement.
Yeah. Vicki, what is your history with this ideology? Were you born into a family that embraced that, or did you marry into that, or how did that take place?
No, I was not raised in a very religious family at all. And in fact, part of the chaos of my upbringing made me long for a stable, this is how it's to be done, and kind of a formulaic way of saying, if I do this, here's going to be the outcome. What really got me into it, though, was through the homeschooling movement. I kind of ended up homeschooling on a fluke, but once I got in there and I started going to the conventions and I started looking at the materials that they present for curriculum for teaching your children at home, that's where I was really indoctrinated, so to speak, into this whole mindset of these biblical family values.
Yeah.
It's kind of they're selling this lifestyle to evangelical Christians.
Sure.
And Christian homeschooling families are an easy target because the whole reason they start homeschooling in the first place is because they already accept the idea that you need to protect and shelter your children from the evil influence of, you know, the world.
Mm-hmm.
I call it fertile ground. When you go into the Christian homeschooling community, that's where you're really going to encounter these teachings.
What made you decide that you had to get out of this movement?
We had taken it to such an extreme. We had accepted it to such a depth that I totally had that martyr mentality in which I was willing to do whatever God required of me in order to live according to the principle of being open to receiving whatever blessings he wanted to send into my womb. And I have some health issues which made it an actual life-threatening condition for me.
Hmm.
And so I did come very close to losing my life on several occasions during childbirth and delivery.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just such an unsustainable lifestyle. I would have to say, you know, that I burned out. I just realized I couldn't do it. And I looked at my kids and the fruit, you know, that verse says, by your fruits you will know them. Well, my fruit was not what I had been hoping for and working for. My kids were not happy. My kids were extremely oppressed. It was almost like their spirits were crushed by the heaviness and the burden of having this very strictly defined lifestyle laid out for them. You know, their lives, especially for the girls, are basically prepackaged and handed to them chapter and verse and said, this is what God wants for your life and this is how you're going to do it. There's no room for creativity. There's no room for autonomy. That was really showing in my children. When I saw the deadness in their eyes, I knew that something had to change.
It seems to me that the Quiverful movement is destructive to both men and women. I mean, men who are told they're always right, which can't be, and women who are subjugated to the men.
It is very, very harmful and destructive to the men. First of all, you know, it's really very interesting to me that one of the things that we heard over and over within Fundamentalist Christianity is about love and respect, you know, that men need to love their wives and women need to respect their husbands. But when you look at the actual dynamics of what's happening there, there is no respect for a man when you cannot stand up and say, hey, you're screwing up here.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just continually cater to him and to always submit and to always defer. And when you take that stance, you're treating him basically like a little toddler who is going to have a fit or get their feelings hurt if you just speak the truth to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not respect. And the whole idea of love, you know, that the men are to love their wives like Christ loved the church. And we heard that, you know, continually. And so it's supposed to be the servant leadership. But that kind of love, when you put it into the strict gender roles and you have it so specifically defined, there's no room for any kind of emphasizing your strengths and trying to make up for your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
You have to conform to this very rigid, very narrow definition of love. And what happens there is that it just sucks the life and the spirit out of a relationship.
As Americans look on in horror at some of the recent NFL domestic abuse scandals, do you think the Quiverful philosophy kind of gives cover to some men prone to misogyny in the guise of religious teachings?
You know, I believe that not only does it give cover, but in many cases it actually inspires and baptizes that kind of behavior and says, this is how it is supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to be as a godly man, as a manly man. You're supposed to take charge. You're supposed to have control. You're supposed to exert your authority. even though we have Jesus as our example, and of course we're not supposed to lord that over, and we're supposed to be a servant leader, etc., but in actual reality, when you continually tell a person that they are right, that God has placed them in this position, and that they have this ultimate responsibility, the pressure and the huge head trip that a person can get on, it really destroys the man in his personality to the point where he's more concerned about control than he is about relationships. And he's more concerned about making things happen for the eternal good. And so he's not really focusing on what's happening right before him.
Vicki, talk for a second about the idea of spiritual abuse.
I define spiritual abuse as a system which allows for the manipulation and the exploitation of our very personal, very strong desire to be right with our Maker. Inside, we have this very deep longing. And when that is used and exploited to control a person and actually manipulate them into doing things that are against their own interests.
Mm-hmm.
You have a woman who wants to do the very best for her family, and she wants to do it because she has this feeling that there's a higher purpose. It's very easy to get in there and just mess with her brain and say, this is what God wants.
Vicki Garrison is a writer and activist who spent many years in the Fundamentalist Quiverful Family Movement. You'll find her invaluable work at patheos.com in the subsection titled No Longer Quivering. Vicki, I want to thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me.